Item, please.
Item 995, amend agreement with CMTS LLC for on-call temporary engineering and technical support staffing services by $4 million for a total not to exceed $5,500,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, I want to welcome Sarah Culp and Scott Gibson to the table. I have very brief introductory remarks. The Bureau of Environmental Services has more than 400 active capital projects and a capital budget that is planned to increase over the next 5 years, thanks to this council's support, to repair and replace storm and sanitary sewers, drainages, pump stations, and treatment facilities. To successfully carry out these projects, BES requires temporary professional engineering and technical support staffing services. These on-call temporary staff currently represent about 16% of the BES engineering services total workforce and include classifications like engineers, inspectors, technicians, and construction managers that we engage between 3 months and 2 years. The proposed solicitation will be a step, we think, in the right direction to achieve BES's equity goals of promoting inclusion, equity, and a diverse workforce at the Bureau. The proposed RFP will ask respondents to present outreach and workforce development strategies that complement the BES workforce diversity goals. BES will also request respondents to the RFP to address their interest and capacity in partnering with BES to develop an apprenticeship or workforce training program to attract and train new contract staff from underrepresented communities in the construction inspection field. Now I'd like to turn it over to Sarah. Welcome.
Okay. Before you start, did you want to read both of these together?
I'm sorry? Yes.
Okay. 996. Authorize a competitive solicitation and price agreements for construction management, inspection, and project support personnel for an amount not to exceed $25 million over 5 years.
Sarah?
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Sarah Culp. I'm an operations analyst at the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I'm here with my colleague from the Engineering Services Group, Scott Gibson, who is our Design Division Manager. Let's see. Okay. I haven't been up here for many years, so... So we have the two items today we're talking about together related to our contracts for on-call temporary staffing. And before I go into each of the items, I want to just give some big picture context. Some of this repeats what the commissioner said. These contracts support the design and construction of projects that are in our already adopted capital improvement program, or CIP. They provide us with supplemental personnel during peak workload times. And the supplemental personnel help us with leveling workloads and help us avoid overstaffing on a permanent employee basis. We have more than 400 active projects in the capital program at any time. They're all different shapes, sizes, types. They're in different stages of design and construction. And so there's a lot of variability across years. So on-call temporary staff help us level that workload and supplement when we have peaks and valleys in the work. And finally, these contracts provide opportunities and partnerships for workforce development. Over the years, we've used contracts such as this, and we've seen many outstanding and diverse candidates, graduates from local schools like the University of Portland Engineering and Mount Hood Community College and other sources. And this helps us because there's a national gap in the wastewater utility workforce. So these contracts are one of several different entry points to BES work. Temporary staff can get experience, build skills, and then they often go on to compete well when there are permanent city position openings. And on the flip side, these contracts also help us draw in regional and national pools of candidates with more senior level experience when we have temporary work needs for large, complex projects and need someone with, say, tunneling experience or treatment plant facility experience. just a little bit more context quickly, that this is in the context of the ramp up of our CIP. The light blue line you see is where we have been. As of last fiscal year's adopted budget, we were on a glide path of about $110 million a year CIP into the future, and we were minimally staffed and relied on a mix of staff, consultants, and contractors to deliver that level. Now we are at the point where that dark blue line is taking off. With the new fiscal year's adopted budget in the CIP, we are ramping up, and over the next 4 years, aiming for $140 million CIP level. So these temporary staffing contracts help us as we kind of adjust and right-size to that new level of work. This is a 22% increase over what our past planned CIP was. So the first item is amending the existing contract with CMTS LLC. This contract is for temporary engineering and technical support. CMTS is a minority-owned and disadvantaged business enterprise. They currently have a contract with us for 3 years for $1.5 million. We're requesting an increase of $2 million a year over the remaining 2 years in the life of the contract. So that would be $2.5 million a year and not to exceed $5.5 million. There's no impact to the budget of this action in this amendment. The budget is already in the adopted CIP. It's built into individual project budgets. Those include design and construction costs, and that includes an assumption of using either permanent staff, consultants, or contract staff to do the work. And this contract primarily supports our project design phase. It's the green box in our project life cycle there. So it's project managers, design engineers, and technicians to get new projects off the ground and designed. We're requesting this amendment primarily because the original RFP and contract, which went into place over a year ago, was based on our historic utilization of similar services and based on our projections back in 2015 about the CIP trajectory we were on. There has also been significant market inflation in the cost of engineering-related personnel since our previous contracts for similar services. So now we're on this 22% higher glide path with our CIP, and a real key to that is bolstering our design efforts in the next 1 to 2 years. So projects right now in the approved CIP will be taking 1 to 2 years to go through design. This also helps us through a period of unprecedented city position vacancies. Out of 180 positions in our engineering group, we've been running at 16 to 20 vacancies for most of this calendar year so far. We're hiring like crazy. We have, in the last 12 months, hired or promoted 49 staff to permanent engineering positions. So we continue to work through that 3 to 6 month HR process to hire and fill permanent positions, as well as utilizing temporary staff to help. The second ordinance is to authorize a solicitation for new contracts for construction management, inspection, and project support. These replace two existing contracts we have that expire at the end of this calendar year. Our current contracts we've had in place now for 5 years. They total $20 million. The new solicitation will be for up to $25 million for the next 5 years. Again, this has no impact to the budget. These costs are already built into project budgets. And to put that into context, again, this is related to our 22% CIP increase. And anticipating the costs moving forward of these staffing services. And this solicitation in our project life cycle process really focuses on the construction and project closeout phases. So the new RFP will be largely consistent with the scope and utilization of past similar contracts. A majority of the services we've used over the years under these contracts are for construction inspectors. That's very seasonal up and down work. Construction workload, seasonal. Once projects reach the construction phase, it's also really costly to delay them at that point if we have staffing changes and turnover, so temporary staff help us keep things on schedule. And as Commissioner Fish spoke about, one of the benefits of these contracts is we hope to, or we plan to, continue to enhance our BES workforce development and diversity efforts. So a couple of highlights of recent success stories in that regard. Sharzad, the woman in the photo on the left, she started with BES as a temporary contractor several years ago. She's now a permanent city employee, having competed successfully for an engineer associate position in our construction division, and she works as a construction manager. And another success story is our past apprenticeship program for inspectors. So this was many years ago, or several years ago, the contractor at the time, who was CMTS then, recruited, trained, and provided on-the-job work experience to minority and women candidates in partnership with our BES inspection team so that they could take advantage of job opportunities at BES. We had 8 participants over the years of that program, and 5 graduated, which is considered a pretty high success rate for folks going through programs like this. And those 5 continued on to work as contract inspectors for us. 3 are now full-time city public works inspectors at BES. And one of those includes Veronica, the woman on the far right in the white hat. She started with the training program in 2002 and worked her way up the ranks as city inspector, senior inspector, and she's now our inspection manager, where she oversees a staff of about 40 inspectors. So as the commissioner mentioned in the new solicitation, we will plan to continue to build on strategies and partnerships and look to develop a new generation of this apprenticeship program. And then the last thought is just that both of these ordinances are, again, in the context of right-sizing our staffing for the CIP delivery at the new higher level. I want to mention that we don't want to over-rely on temporary contractors. This is a concern we share with unions, and we've made strides recently to add city positions to reduce our reliance on contract staff. With your support, Council has approved 11 of the new positions we've requested in the last 3 budget cycles to help us adjust that staffing level. And we've filled all 11 of those positions and continue to actively hire with our other vacancies. And so as we ramp up our CIP work, we're taking a cautious and conservative approach to expanding our city and temporary contractor ranks, and we'll continue to closely monitor the use of contract staff over the long term. So with that.
Sarah, you haven't missed a beat. Nice job.
Excellent. Thank
colleagues.
You.
Colleagues?
Any questions?
Very good. Is there any public testimony on either item?
No one signed up.
Any other further questions? Very good. With regard to item, Commissioner Fritz, did you have a comment?
No, I just said thank you. Okay.
Very good. Excellent presentation with regard to item 995. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. With regard to item 996, this is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It, too, moves to second reading. Without further ado, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Wow. This was really good having the afternoon session rather than trying to slog through the whole morning.
Feels like a dream.
People get to see everything.